I think all of us expected to ultimately see a number that might not have been so substantial. Would we have liked to see more? Absolutely. Is this the beginning of a just settlement for the people of the Gulf of Mexico? My first inclination is to say yes.
And just as a precedent for a settlement in an environmental case like this, what do we learn from this?
This is one of the biggest environmental settlements in history. But we also have to remember that at least part of this, especially when it relates to the Clean Water Act fines, is meant to be punitive, meaning it should act as a deterrent for future bad actors who would, when oil spills happen and when you act egregiously, you get punished. And, you know, $5.5 billion seems like a lot of money, but for a company like BP, who makes, you know, anywhere from $3 to $4 billion in profit every quarter, they're going to survive. And at the end of the day, we have some money to really protect our natural resources.
How soon is this money going to be available to the state of Louisiana?
That's a great question. So a lot of the details are still emerging, but what we do know is that most of this money is going to be paid out over a 15-year period. So we won't have, you know, $18.7 billion in our pockets tomorrow burning a hole for us to spend. This is actually a good thing, I think. There will be a significant chunk and we'll be able to get restoration underway, but we also have time to plan and think about how we can wisely invest this money over the next 15 years to ensure that we're really spending the money on the most important projects that will protect our natural resources and protect our communities.
I know the 2012 master plan, they have kind of a tentative price tag at around $50 billion, and some people inflate that to $100 billion when you take it a little farther down the road and what things cost. How many berms and ridges and diversions does $6.7 billion buy?
You raise a really good point. And, you know, $6 billion is a lot of money. But when you look at it in the context of the restoration needs in Louisiana and across the Gulf of Mexico, really, this is just a first investment for those of us in the region who know that our natural resources and their health is really what's going to drive our economy and keep our coastal communities healthy.
And how should this news be received if I'm living down in Plaquemines Parish, Terrebonne Parish, some of the areas where restoration might have the biggest impact? If I'm living down there, how does this impact me over the next 10, 20 years?
Well, I think that in the communities that see a project, there's obviously very visible and direct impacts that could be very positive over time. You know, having more wetlands, having healthier marshes, that provides a level of protection from hurricanes and other storms that, you know, we're losing at a critical rate in Louisiana. But I also think the Gulf of Mexico is a linked ecosystem. It's a big place. What happens in Texas affects Florida. What happens in Louisiana affects the rest of the Gulf. And so, you know, even though a local project will have a local benefit, we have to remember as well that these projects should add up to something more than the sum of their individual parts over time. We're really looking at restoring the entire ecosystem.
Louisiana is unique in that it has a master plan. It has a blueprint for what it wants to do with some of this. What about the other four states? What kind of varying degrees do they have a plan for how they might use this money?
I think Louisiana is definitely ahead of the game in some respects. They understood, maybe before other folks did, how important having healthy natural resources is to, you know, your very lives. Other states are in various stages of developing their own plans. Mississippi has what they call the MISSIP plan, which is somewhat similar to the master plan. It has a bunch of environmental projects that will help protect the area. And then other states are in various other stages of planning. There's also an overarching comprehensive plan that the Federal Restore Council has developed to plan for and ultimately implement a number of projects across the Gulf of Mexico without regard to geographic boundaries. This money is going to do a lot, and having it sooner allows you to restore resources faster, which makes you ultimately stronger over the long run.
I've been speaking with Bethany Carl Kraft, the director of the Gulf Restoration Program for the Ocean Conservancy. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.